Today's Daf Yomi is Kedushin Daf Samach Vav Kedushin 66, and I'm recording this Daf Yomi while I'm in a taxi on the way to the airport to take an LL flight to Eretz Yisrael to try to be mechazek the people of the land of Israel, who are representing not only the people and the citizens of the land, but Jewish people all over the world. Today's Daf Yomi tells us that if a Kohen is discovered to have a blemish, then retroactively the service that he did is going to be disqualified. If he has a mum, then we say retroactively it's disqualified. And where do we learn that? We learn it from the pasuk. It says, God says, "Vinini no senlo esprisi shalom," and God says to Pinchas, "I gave him the bris, the covenant of peace," and the Talmud says it's called shalom, with shin lam and mem, which means complete. And so he asked that if his service was complete, it's valid, but if it wasn't complete, it's not valid. So the Gemara asked the question, but it's written shalom with a vav, not as shalom as complete. Gemara says, yeah, but the vav of the word shalom is ketia, which means, most understand the meaning, it's severed, that when we write that vav of the word shalom, we're supposed to write it with a break with like a hairline break in that letter vav, to say that it's not a full piece, it's shalom. And also is a very powerful spiritual idea that even though God blessed Pinchas with the covenant of peace, there's a recognition that the peace is broken, that it's not complete, that there isn't a complete peace in the world, that we have to work to repair the brokenness in the world to make a complete peace. That's the concept of Hinanino Saint Lois Brisi Shalom with a Vav Kitiyah.